the book of the Torah Chumash Bamidbar, paving the way for the entry into the last book of the Torah, Chumash Devarim. And the parashos of Matos and Maase contain many incredible details and dramatic and beautiful stories. But I just want to the laws of Nedarim. A neder, on a very simple level, is a vow. A person makes a vow, makes a promise to do something or not to. A neder, if you make a vow to do something, there becomes a biblical obligation, a mitzvah d'oraisa, to carry through and to fulfill your word. To the point that Rabbi Nachman of Breslov makes an amazing observation, I mentioned this in a shir last night, that when a person makes a neder, it's as if they are creating a brand new biblical, introduces us to this concept of the neder. The Torah says, ish ki yafli lindar neder. If a person yafli, now the word yafli literally means will utter. But in the Hasidic sources, it's explained that the shoresh, the root of the word yafli, is pela, is amazement, wonderment. What is such a wonder? What's such an amazing thing about a vow, about a neder? And the rabbis explain that what a neder does is with just a series of words, you change a reality. For example, if a person takes an animal and he says, this sheep will be a karban, this sheep will be a sacrificial entity. Before I made the statement, it was just the sheep. Now, it's an item of holiness. It's a davar shebikdusha. If I make a neder that I'm not going to go ahead and eat steak, so suddenly again, 2 minutes before, if I wanted to eat steak, not eat steak, that's my choice. Suddenly, I'm bound by biblical prohibition not to eat steak for whatever the duration of the vow may be. If I make a neder that I'm going to go ahead and give money to tzedakah, give money to charity. Now, before I made the neder, I also had an obligation to give charity, but how much, to whom, when, what, where, that's up to my own discretion. Now that I made a vow, is that it teaches us that our words create realities, what they're going to do. But the more important thing than speaking about what you're going to do is to actually do it. But words are meaningful. Words create realities, and words can shatter realities. We're familiar with the famous adage that we probably each learned as children. Unequivocally false and simply untrue. Sticks and stones can definitely break bones, but words could sometimes harm me. Words sometimes never heal over a lifetime. Words are powerful because words create realities. And not just in the realm of nedarim, not just in the realm of vows, but in everyday life as well. When you say something hurtful to another person, you might think it's a joke. You might think it's funny. You might think it's comical. You might say, oh, come on, you know that I'm joking. But you never know how those words have an impact on another person. And if you see them get upset and you say, oh, come on, it was just words. I didn't do anything to you. I didn't steal your wallet. I didn't hurt the world in which we live. Words hurt. Words harm. And so we have to be so careful about how we speak. You know, we live in an age today of instant communication. People could shoot off emails, text messages, WhatsApp messages. And sometimes they're a little bit curt. Now, I don't mean to be curt with the other person. I'm just in a rush doing a million different things. So I just fire off a response. You know, the power of being able to begin your email message with, dear so-and-so, I hope you are well. Or instead of a three-word answer to the text message, add in there, have a great day. Words create realities. And the way we interact with people through those words has dramatic consequences. Today is Rosh Chodesh Av, the beginning of the 9 days, days in which we mourn all that we have lost over the last 2,000 years. And we know that we lost our second Beis HaMikdash because of sin haschina, baseless hatred. And the truth is, it wasn't necessarily what we did to each other, but it was so much about how we spoke to each other with condescending nature, nastily, meanness, spitefulness. It doesn't have to be that way. As the famous adage also says, if you have nothing to say or nothing good to say, don't say it at all. Better to go ahead and hold your tongue than to say something negative or hurtful. Sometimes the most profound thing we can do is hold our tongue and not say something. To use your speech not to hurt another person. We have to actively use our speech to build up other people, to give compliments, to sing nice things, give words of encouragement, a good Shabbos, a hello to Jew and to non-Jew alike. In the good Shabbos to the Jews, the hellos to the non-Jews. But greet people, smile at people. Even nonverbal communication is so incredibly important. Even if you're in a bad mood, fake it and ask people how they're doing and give off an incredible. Can build them up in such dramatic ways. We learn from this week's parasha that words matter. Words create realities. Over the next 9 days, but the truth is, over the rest of our lives, let us pledge to ourselves to use our words to create positive realities, to create friendships, to create unity, to create positivity, and to try to rectify, to remedy, and to undo the sins of the past. Our words create realities, and may we be privileged to create beautiful, harmonious, and peaceful realities for ourselves, for our families, for our communities, and for our people. Wishing you all a good Chodesh and a good Shabbos.